Superstar, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here with another Millionaire Midnight Rant. Hey guys, how are you? Hey, this is the podcast if you're joining me here tonight. Okay. My name is Wesley Virgin and I am a self-made millionaire here. And I'm currently in Colombia. But I go live every night to give you the opportunity to ask me anything, okay? Ask your favorite millionaire anything, okay? All right. There we go. And you can see tonight we have a little red light special here, okay? You like that? So go ahead and leave your questions below always and comment below and if you're brand new to the podcast, well, I am a young black man from Houston, Texas. I was born and raised in Houston, on the south side of Houston, Texas. And just like most of you, I come from a very average childhood. Okay. Parents never made more than $20,000 a year. So, you know, we were pretty broke. I guess poor. However, over the years, without any mentorship, I became a multimillionaire worth about $40 million. And now I spend my nights having a conversation with you, all of you. Hey, what's going on? So go ahead and tag somebody in the comments below. Anybody that wants to be a millionaire, tag them. If you know anyone that would like to be a millionaire, share this out to them as well. If you feel that you're destined to be a millionaire, go ahead and smash the love button 10 times. If you truly feel that this is your time, your moment, maybe you're just lacking education or knowledge, well, smash the love button 10 times because tonight I want to share it with you, okay? Yep. An update with the Dream Riz app, like I said before, it is currently in maintenance, okay? My app, Dream Riz, iPhone app, that's on the App Store. 2 days ago, I put a post out there to let you guys know they're in maintenance. This is beta, so of course it's going to have issues. We are building the app. I gave you guys early access because I want you to test it for yourself to see if you like it. And you love it, and I appreciate that. But please be patient while we transition the app and put it back into production. Questions here. Wes, when are we able, going to be able to make more songs with the app? Very soon. We're supposed to launch tomorrow. We're having some technical issues with Apple. Like I told you guys before, this is my first time creating an app. I'm going to be very transparent with you, right? Even though I'm rich, this is my first time taking the leap of faith to create an application. It is not easy, okay? It is so many things, so many requirements, terms, and when it comes to Apple, so just bear with me. We're working day and night, okay? But I promise you the product that we're going to deliver to the world, to you, you're going to love it. You're going to love me. You're going to thank God for me that this app is available on the planet here, okay? But once again, thank you for everybody that downloaded the app. Thank you for all the 5-star reviews that you're writing in the App Store. Thank you so much. So many people love it, and so many people will be helped by it. So thank you so much for that. All right, here. Can you change the color to blue? Let me see. You like the color blue? Blue is my favorite color, by the way. Let there be blue. There you go. It's blue. So it's voice control, so I can talk to the lights. Okay, I can say, let there be green. There you go. Yeah. Any more colors? Let there be red. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it's voice control. Or maybe I'm just a magician. Okay? I mean, I am a god. I'm extremely powerful, so that's just how it is. Ooh! Let me see here. Blue is the best. You guys want blue? Hold on, let me see if I can. Let there be blue. There you go. All right, so let's get some questions below here. Let's get some questions here. This is my bedroom, folks, and these are my feet. Okay, I'm in Colombia. And yeah, questions for me, talk to me. What questions, you know, think, just listen, you know, I'm a millionaire. I know you want to be a millionaire, so the fastest way to become one is to talk to a millionaire. That's me. Okay. Thank you for the blue light. Well, thank you, Sky High. Of course. You like looking at the blue light, folks? Is it pleasing to the eyes? Can you see yourself within the blue light itself? It's gorgeous, isn't it? What's next? Questions for me. Hey, Shirley. When do you go to family gatherings? What do you do or talk about? Oh, I don't go to family gatherings. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this before I made my $1 million, so before I became a multimillionaire. How did I deal with family events? How many of you go to family reunions? How about also how many of you attend family get-togethers? Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. Happy Easter, by the way. How many of you do that? You know, every year, family reunions, game nights. Listen, I haven't been to a family reunion, game night, Thanksgiving get-together, Christmas in 10 years. Okay? Listen. When you become very successful, the conversations at the family reunion or the get-togethers with your family is going to be very insipid, meaning boring. The conversation, you have to understand something. For you to make $1 million, you change. You're like, your entire identity changes, okay? And unfortunately, your family, they're still the same. They're still making thousands of dollars. You're making millions. So the conversation that you have with them is going to be boring, or it's going to be useless or futile. Okay? Does that make sense? Or irrelevant. You know, you're just going to be like, wow, what are we talking about here? All right? So I don't go anymore because I can't relate. I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't relate. I can't relate. I remember going one time as a millionaire to one family reunion. This was 10, maybe 11 years ago. And I was rich. I had $1 million in the bank account. And I remember pulling up with my Rolls Royce Cullinan. Okay. And I remember everybody loving the car. Got to take people down the street in the car because everybody wants to get in a freaking Rolls Royce, right? Everybody want to see. But how does it feel to be in a $450,000 car? But what annoyed me, aside from giving people rides, what annoyed me was the conversations. Wesley, You think I can do that, Wesley? So what can I do? Well, Wesley, I'm your cousin. Help me out. Put me on. I didn't want to hear that bullshit. Honestly, I did. It just, it was irritating. Okay? I hated it. So I would suggest not to go unless you want to be irritated for a few hours. Because you have to understand something. If you're a millionaire in your family, you're the only millionaire in your family that is making that type of money, everybody around you, they're going to want something from you. Period. You're not going to have normal conversations anymore. The conversation is going to be, hey, can you loan me $5,000? Hey, Wes, you know, can I talk with you? This happened to me one time. Hey, Wes, can I talk to you privately? You know, we're having a tough time in this. You know, you heard what happened with your cut, blah, 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 blah. And we really, really need $5,000. I mean, what do I do? You know, I don't want to have these type of conversations. So I would advise you, and listen, it's up to you to take my advice. You don't have to take it, but I would advise if your goal is to be a multimillionaire, go ahead and separate from your family now. What I mean is, don't go to any Thanksgiving functions. Don't go to the Christmas functions. Don't go to the family reunion. Just don't go. Okay? Just don't go. And I get you. I say, oh, I'm going to miss out on that cookie. Well, send somebody. Send your mama to go pick up your plate and bring it to you. Okay? But don't go. It's not going to be a great experience because you have changed. Everybody else is the same. Everybody else in your family is going to talk about old times. They're going to talk about what they're doing, what you're doing. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't have time. My time is money, and I don't want to spend my time around. Listen, I love my family. Don't get it twisted. I love them, but I'm different. Okay? I'm just different, and it's okay. Okay, don't think that I am being derogatory against my family because I don't want to spend time with them on Christmas. I mean, do I have to? First of all, I have an immediate family, which is my children. So if anything, I'm going to spend time with them. I don't have to go spend time with my cousins and uncles and nephews. You know what I hate about spending time with, family? I know you guys are going to think I'm anti-family. But, you know, you got your uncle. Uncle be like, what's up, Lil Wes? Yeah, I remember you at this high. Oh, my God, Lil Wes. You know, I hate that shit. I don't like it. I hate, like, family members that can only see you 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 10 years ago. That's how they see you. I don't want to have those conversations anymore. That person is gone. That person is dead. Like, the old Wesley in his 20s, he's dead. That guy doesn't exist. The Wesley today versus the Wesley in his 20s, they're totally two different men, okay? As a matter of fact, if I'm around my family now, I might offend them, not on purpose. It's just because of my level of confidence. It's just the I'm brutally direct. Look, I run a $30 million plus companies, right? So think about it. Think about if it was Steve Jobs or Jeff Bezos. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm pretty sure he don't spend time with his family all the time. Maybe 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here. But other than that, you know, I don't have time, man. I'm running a massive company over here. I mean, there are other things that I need to think about than thinking about, you know, what's going on with my uncle, my nephew. I remember one time one of my uncles was like, yeah, Wes, you know, I know you're a millionaire and I used to make a lot of money, man, but I don't know what happened. It's like everybody wants advice from me. All I want is a fucking hot dog. Like, I went there because I want the barbecue chicken. Okay? Does that make sense? But everybody at the family reunion or at the function, they want to have a conversation about, you know, they want advice. They want me to be a psychologist for them. And it's true. If you don't believe me, become rich and you'll see it. Find out for yourself. Okay? Hey, Beverly, how are you? And some of you would never get it. I get it. You're going to say, well, I know millionaires. They're still chill with their family. Great. Let them do it. Yeah, I know some successful people that do it. And, you know, I know some successful people, their family leeches money from them. make them feel pity and guilty, forcing them to give them money, compelling, cajoling them, manipulating them to give them money. I've seen it happen. Okay? So I would rather just cut them off. Text me. You want to talk? Just text me. You know, I have a few cousins that text me on my birthday. Happy birthday, cuz. I say, I appreciate it. That's it. No more conversations. You call me, I'm not going to pick up. Okay? What's next? Let me see here. I think one thing you guys don't understand about money, money is a very powerful resource. I mean, it is extremely powerful. It will make people behave differently. It will make people respond to you differently. It will make people be nice to you when they hate you. Money will make people act very differently towards you only because you got it. Okay? Money will humble people. Especially when they know you got it. They'll be like, oh, you know, before when you broke, let me tell you something. You know, can I just be fucking direct tonight? When you don't have money, people will treat you like shit. What I mean is, they'll talk to you any kind of way. You know, family, whatever, shut up. No one cares, shut your mouth, blah, 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 you know, whatever. People don't give a shit about you. They're gonna tell you, they're gonna express to you exactly how they feel. You get some money, if you get some money, people will respect you in ways that I can't even paint a picture for you. Okay, but they will be very nice, and they'll be very careful with their words. And if you don't believe me, get some money. You'll see. You'll see. Get yourself some money. And watch everybody that you meet that know you have money. They're going to be nice to you. And as a matter of fact, I want people to, like, I'm not complaining. I like it. I don't care if you're faking it. Who gives a fuck? But you better be nice to me. You better respect me, period. Because when I leave this earth, I want to leave in a very pleasing attitude. I want to leave in a very pleasurable state. I want to feel good when I die. I want to know that everybody treated me well. And I don't care if it's fake or fraud. Who cares? Fake it. Fake it until I die. Who cares? You know, some people, you know, well, Wesha, how do you know people are genuine? How do you know they really, you don't know. You'll never know, honestly. When it comes to human beings, you'll never know if someone is actually genuine. You don't know. Okay? You just don't. You really don't know. The only person that knows is the person that's dealing with you. But you just don't know. And it's okay. At the end of the day, everybody's acting like somebody. Everybody's putting on an act. It is just the truth. Depending on the situation and depending on who there are around in that moment. Actors. All right, what's next here? What's next? Oh. How can I become irresistible to any woman? Or how can I attract multiple women at once? I don't want a relationship. I just want to around with multiple hot women. And you know, listen, I appreciate you for being honest. I know some of you women might say, oh, that's a ridiculous question. Why would you ask that? But that's what men really think about. You know, believe it or not, if I wish I could do a rant and share with women what men really think about, it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind, but I can't do it because women will be pissed. But I will answer the question here. So listen, I get it. You know, if that's your thing, that's you. That's not my thing. I don't want to have multiple women. Maybe back in the past, but you know, once you do it, you just, I don't know, it's a headache. But I'll tell you how to do it. You want to get multiple women. You want to be irresistible to any women on the planet. I have the key, and I'm gonna give it to all the men. Men, are you listening? Okay, this is guaranteed. If you do this, women will find you irresistible, and you can have women on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, every day you can have a new woman if you want that, if that's what you desire. Men, are you paying attention? And take notes as well. Hey, chica, how are you? All right, man, take notes. I'm gonna make this quick. I've spoken about this before. I've shared this before. I'm gonna share it again. There are four areas that if a man master these four areas in his life, 90% of women, I'm not gonna say everyone, but 90%, you can have her however you want her. Sexually, you want her to be around you. You want her to desire you. You want her to find you irresistible. If you want to have the power, men, over women, this is what you do. One, work on your physicality, which means just go to the gym, okay? All I want you to do is go to the gym and design the best body that you can design. 5-6 days a week, minimum 1 hour a day, and I want you to work on your body until your body gets so sexy, so fine, and I mean nice, beautiful arms, nice chest, get some abs in there, nice legs, nice ass, whatever, nice back. I want you to work on every part of your body until it is chiseled, it looks good, it looks nice. That's one, the physicality. And not just that, always smell good, okay? Whatever you do, just smell good all the time. Practice this, never smell bad. I don't care. I don't care if you're in the bathroom taking a shit, smell good. Find a way to smell good. There are ways to always smell good. You hear me? When you work out, smell good. When you wake up in the morning, smell good. Always. Make it a fucking, make it a study to do this. There are ways to do this because I'm like that. Okay? Two, you got to get yourself some money. Okay? You have to become successfully, financially successful. And I'm talking about $1 million, at least a million. We'll say $1 million. You got to find a way to have $1 million in your bank account, $1 million in real estate, but at least a minimum of $1 million, because when you have $1 million, there's a level of confidence that makes you feel untouchable. Just thinking about having $1 million in your bank account. You talk to a girl, she rejects you, you wouldn't even care because you got $1 million in your bank account. You just think about it. That $1 million, so you need to get yourself some money. You got to master money, okay? That's two. Take notes. Three is you must learn how to communicate, and you must learn how to articulate yourself. You must learn how to use words and speak and have more profound, deeper conversations with anyone, not just women, with anyone. You must learn how to communicate. You must learn how to articulate yourself and have deeper, profound conversations when you open your mouth. Are you with me? And last but not least, number four, to be very irresistible with women. For women, they're going to want you, okay? Around, they're going to want you. Four, emotional intelligence. You have to learn how to be unbothered with anyone, not just women, anyone. You have to learn how to be unbothered if somebody calls you out of your name. You got to be unbothered when your woman starts to scream or yell at you. You have to be unbothered when you get rejected from a woman. The woman tells you no. Be unbothered. Don't even care. That's called emotional intelligence. The ability to manage your emotions. Learn how not to argue with women. Learn how not to argue with anyone unless it's strategic. Does that make sense? If you master that, if you take a year, 2 years of your life, and you become a master, a ninja in these areas, you will be the most irresistible man on the planet. I'm telling you, women will chase you. Women will be very, very provocative with you. When I say provocative, they will say all the things that men think about when they see women. Because when a man sees a woman, he's like, damn, I want that. I want to fuck. I want to, you know, that's how we think. We just think sexual. Well, women will not only think this way, she will tell you this. She will tell you, hey, I just want this. Hey, I want you to do this. Women would do that to you when you become that type of man. Does that make sense? She will be very direct with you because you have mastered those four areas. Now, how many men do you think on the planet have mastered those four areas in life? Less than 0.1%. Okay? So there you go. You're welcome. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, being funny. Yeah, being funny, of course. Now, listen. You can't teach. I'm not saying that you need to go to a comedy club and learn how to tell jokes. Unfortunately, some people are just not naturally funny people. You know, me, I'm a naturally funny guy. But you know how you become just funny, in my opinion? And this is to all the men. If you want to be funnier, because women love. Listen, if you want women's panties to come down, be funny, honestly. Because a woman loves to laugh. My God, if you can make her smile and laugh, them panties come down quick. Listen, if you want to be funny, that's all you have to do. Just don't give a fuck. Like, when I say don't give a fuck, like, whatever is on your mind, just like what I just said right now. I said, if you're funny, panties come down. That may be inappropriate. Well, women like that. Some women like, I can't believe he said that. My panties not coming down. And some women like, yeah, he's right. He's right. You can make me laugh. Don't panties coming down. Right? But the thing, the reason why that works is because, and why women may desire a man like me, because I'm unapologetic. Like, I don't care. You could talk about me. Oh, I never date a man that say shit. Like, well, who gives a fuck? Right? So start not caring so much about what you say if that's just what you feel. Now, I'm not saying go out there and be a narcissist or, you know, a dog without a chain on his neck. You have to be able to contain that energy. That's like the dark energy. But it's okay to be clumsy. It's okay to be silly, because women like that. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. They love it. You know, don't. Oh God. You have to learn. You know, one thing about women, you have to learn how to be several different things at one time. And let me explain that to you, man, so you get it. Since we're talking about this topic, you got to be several things with women. Women like a man that's funny. They like a man that's serious. They like a man that can joke around, but they like a man that can have deeper, profound conversations. They like a man that's nice, that's chivalrous. And they like a man that's an asshole who can explore his daddy energy. Women like a man that's kind to her, that say nice words. And also, women like a man that checks her and tells her to shut her goddamn mouth when her mouth needs to be shut. You with me? So you have to learn how to be a chameleon. You have to learn how to do this. Honestly, for me, it's natural. And the reason why it's natural for me, because I know who I am and I'm comfortable with that person. And I don't care about women's responses to me. It doesn't even matter to me. Who cares? Like, what? It's 100 million women plus on the planet. Are you with me? All right, next question for me. Wesley, in my team, I have to be sweet sometimes, or if someone doesn't do what is needed, he must be out. And what team are you referring to? Do what others doesn't do right. Questions here. And let me give, I had a conversation with my assistant. She had went on a date with a guy. And let me tell you, I'm not just trying to talk about relationships, folks. I'm just piggybacking on the question that someone asked me. But she went on a date and she said, what the man did was talk all about himself. Men, let me give you some advice. Never, listen, men, never, ever, when you date a woman, when you are around her, don't talk about yourself. Just never do it. Don't tell about the money you have. Don't tell about the cars you have. Ever. You hear me? Don't do that. Because when a man talks about himself, when he's speaking to a woman, he's exposing his insecurities. Because in his mind, he's thinking, and this is how jaded the thinking of men is, because men just think all women want men that are rich and successful, and they do, but that's not like, you know, they don't. Let me explain to you. Women don't want to be bought, right? They don't want to feel that they're being bought. So when you talk about, oh, I got this car, oh, I got this nice business, oh, I'm an engineer, oh, I do this, oh, I got this, oh, I'm going to the NBA, then she feels that you're using that to get her. Okay? Instead of her just finding this out naturally, you're using that almost like as, like, currency to get her. Oh, I'm doing this. I did this. So you want her to say, oh my God, really? You're that? You do this? You drive that? She don't give a damn. She just doesn't. She really doesn't. She just don't. Because women don't care about that. And let me tell you what women care about, though. They care about themselves. Which means this, man, if you go out with a woman, you want to date a woman, just talk about her. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Talk about her. How was your day? Tell me about your day. What's going on? You know, what do you do for a living? Okay, what got you into that? Just talk about her. That's it. And watch what happens at the end of the night. You're welcome, man. Try this. Next time you talk to a woman, just don't even talk about yourself. See, men that talk about themselves, because deep inside themselves, they feel insufficient, or they feel that they're not good enough for the woman that they're talking to. And he bases this on her beauty. You know, when a woman's too beautiful, you might say, in your mind, men, say, oh, she's out of my league, so I need to let her know that I drive a Honda Accord. I need to let her know that I drive a G-Wagon, or I need to let her know that I live in a penthouse. I need to let her know that I'm a millionaire. Yeah, see? I need to let her know that I'm an entrepreneur. Nah. Just talk about her. I'm telling you. Just talk about her. That's it. Talk about her goals. You know what I used to do back in the day? Can I give you some sauce here? And we'll start talking about this, but this is what I used to do to always capture women. I'm just kidding. I would ask women this on the date. You know, we're having a good little conversation. I said, let me ask you a question. What's your dream? I swear to God, that is the most powerful question on the planet. You can ask any woman this, and you will have her. Hey, what's your dream? What do you really want to do? Do it, man. If you don't believe, just do it. It could be any woman that you like. Say, hey, how you doing? So, hey, blah, blah, blah. Hey, can I ask you a question? You know, what's your dream? What do you really want to do with your life? She's like, well, my dream is, I'm telling you, you got her. Done deal. That's back in my savage days. But these days, I'm a one-woman man. I'm good. Can you tell about men, I mean, other way around, what men is looking in a woman? What is a man looking for in a woman? What do you mean? What's your question? Well, I'm going to assume that you're a woman. What would you like to know about men? What's the question? Make sure the question, it makes sense. All right. What's next? Can we go live with you? Yeah, who wants to go live? Ladies first. If you want to go live, just let me know in the comments below. We'll go live. Like, I'm here to serve. I'm here to make a contribution. So if you want to go live, let's go live. Just let me know in the comments below, okay? The camera must be on as well. When we are dating, what kind of women they like? Well, what type of man are you talking about? Women, okay? You have to be very clear with your question. What would you like to know? Questions here. How can someone cope in a negative environment? Get out of it. You got to get out of it, my guy. If you're in a negative environment, get out. Now, if you're a teenager, I understand maybe you can't leave, but if you're 21 years old, it is no reason why you should be in a negative environment. If it's your job, quit it. If it's just your wife, divorce her. If it's your girlfriend, let her go tonight. Okay? Yeah, you see the woman below? Intelligence is attractive. Men are so lost because they don't educate themselves. They don't realize that women, they love an intelligent man. They love a man that's intellectual. They love a man that can have deeper conversations. They love a man that understands the woman's emotions. He knows how to navigate them. Okay? Yes, women like good-looking men, but women, they love men that can make them feel a certain way. Okay? If you can make a woman feel the way that she wants to feel, she's yours. Guys, we are here to learn about money, right? Hey, listen, we can talk about anything. I'm here to answer questions. You want to talk about relationships, women, men, money, finance? I don't care. You know, it's up to you. You know, I know a lot of you want money, but remember, everything works together. Like, there are three areas, I believe, in life that everybody strives to have. Money, love, and a banging body. Honestly, I mean, just three areas in life, or maybe you're closer connection to the deity of your choice, the God of your choice, you know, maybe a deeper spiritual connection. But usually, they're like three areas that people every day of their life want to be the best at. How they look, right? Their money, and finding someone that they love them, that obsess over them, you know, that they can love. That's it. Three areas. And we can talk about those three areas. You got to be a master in those three areas, man. You're very welcome. How do you feel about a guy that doesn't have everything but has a woman in his life that's helping him better his life and feel like he has everything and is on his way, but still kind of broke? Well, Chris, let me share something with you. Now, some of you are not going to agree with this, but your woman, okay, should not, her job is not to help you better your life. Does that make sense? Like, that is not her job to make, like, to, you know, to help you, like, better your life, such as, like, to tell you all the things that you should already know about yourself. Now, it's nothing wrong with a woman being a helpmate, encouraging you, blah, blah, blah. But that's not why you should want her in your life. You should already be the type of man that you want to be before you enter a relationship with a woman. You shouldn't be the broke version of you and you're grateful because you have a woman that just helps you get better. And you need to define when you say help you get better, like with your finances. Well, you should already have that mastered. Like, if you are a broke man, if you are an average man, okay, you make average money, you should not have a woman in your life and say, well, yeah, she's with me through the thick and thin. She's with me when I'm broke, when I'm average. She's with me. She really care about the ridiculous part of me. No, I don't agree to that. No, not at all. I think a man should establish himself before he chooses to allow a woman to augment to his life, especially when it comes to finances. And most men don't have finances. All right? Because let me tell you something. Your woman is not going to help you get, she's not going to help you get rich. She may tell you that you're amazing, one day it's going to happen. Yeah, whatever. But bruh, you have to be intelligent. You got to be smart. Okay, you got to educate yourself. You have to learn how to run a business. You can get all the encouragement in the world. Okay? Doesn't your woman can motivate you and say you're going to do it. Like, okay, great. But there's so much work that has to be done if you actually want to build a sustainable company. So what I would tell you is she needs to let you go or you need to let her go if you want to be wealthy. Now, I get it. You may say, well, Wesley, I'm sure there's people out there that the woman and the man together built it together. Yeah, maybe so. But that's probably more likely not going to be you. Okay? And I know some of you that have, they're in relationships, you're thinking to yourself, well, I know, we're going to prove it. You're like the person that's going to Vegas and think you're going to win $1 million. You're not. You're not going to win $1 million. It's not going to happen. Okay? And most of you men, you're not going to make $1 million. If you're broke right now and with a woman, it's probably not going to happen. Very few, maybe less than 1% of men that actually can become a seven-figure earner with their woman. I suggest to do it by yourself. Okay? Yeah, who wants to go live? Let's go live with Chris. Hold on. Get the money first. Okay? Let's go live with Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
Hey, Wes, how you doing, man? I spoke to you a few times before.
Oh, okay, man. What's going on, my guy? How are you?
I guess I'm going to start off by like our first conversations and how this all started, because I used to listen to you when I was in Mexico. And I was staying with my dad, and he was sick. And this was around the pandemic time.
Okay.
Can you hear me? All right. So I'm gonna go real quick. When I did that, I came back and I started staying with a friend of mine on his couch. I had nothing. Like, I had no car, no home, no job. Within a month, I had 3 jobs. You know, I started working for a company. The company that I work for, I do medical transportation. I started working at a club, and the third one was I was doing. Well, who cares about the third? It was Amazon, which is where I met my girlfriend. So, you know, I came back with the mentality of I'm not even gonna focus on women. I'm gonna focus on myself. Like you tell people, focus on yourself, work out, you know, which is what I did. I came back, no drinking, no club, no partying, no doing none of that. I would go to work. I had like 2-3 jobs. I would bike to work, come back. I would work out after work, and I would see my friends telling me like, hey, do you want to ride? I'd be like, no, I'm on my bike. Like, I'm going to the gym after. And I did that for like 2-3 months. Well, at Amazon, that's where I met my girlfriend. Like, people would tell me, oh, there's this girl. She's into you. She's very pretty, which she is. She's beautiful. She's a black woman. Very, very uncommon. Because the girls that I'm used to are the type of party girls. This girl doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, has morals, hard to find. I'm 40, by the way. She's 22.
Okay.
I hate to bring up the age factor, but I mean, it kind of puts you in the perspective of who I am and who she is. And, you know, she found some, I guess she liked me because I like around work, I'm kind of like you. I don't really acknowledge these girls because I really don't care. Like, our first day was at the gym. Like, I told her, let's go I don't do nothing. I don't go out. Went to the gym. I end up moving with her. You know, she has a nice apartment. She has her own apartment, her own car. People are telling me, oh, you know, I still have friends that are telling me, oh, you know, just hook up with her, this, that, whatever. I'm not even doing that. I love listening to you, by the way, Wes. Like, man, like, every time I catch myself into you, I feel like I get back in the zone of where I need to be.
Okay.
So where I'm at now, I'm a fast forward 2 years. So we got a new apartment. We're doing good. She went into my other job, which is a transportation driver, and we worked for like a year straight, hanging out with each other. Like, we literally wake up, go to work, drive to work with each other, go to work with each other, come back with each other. I'm over here trying to have like a meal, a beer, or whatever. And she's like, why are you over there? You don't spend time with me. I'm like, I mean, what do you mean? I've been with you all day. She goes, yeah, but that's not spending time. I get it. She has would say like a young girl, a young black female's perspective of how a man should be. And I'm like a totally different type of guy just jumping into this relationship. But I know myself. I'm very, very, you know, a very heartful person that I'm like, I'm hard to find. She's hard to find. So we find each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of see it. So that's why I'm like, well, you know, now we had our bumps in the road, but now, we have a nice apartment, 2-bedroom apartment. I came from nothing, Wes. I was literally sleeping in my friend's couch. Now I have a nice BMW, you know. I have a nice 2-bedroom apartment. It's just me and her. I don't even need the extra space, you know, but it helps out for, you know, for me to get away or, you know, just, it's just a nice apartment, you know. We're in the IE. I'm an LA guy. Shout out to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm just trying to take it to the next level. Like, I'm trying to get, you know, I'm over here doing DoorDash. I didn't make that much money on my time off. She's, she, she just started, she's trying to get her hair business going. I'm like, yes, thank you. Like, you should not be doing the type of work I am at 22, carrying wheelchairs and gurneying people and dealing with all these dirty, nasty people. And you know, no wonder you have an attitude at work, you know, and why we get into it sometimes. But like I said, I'm a very, very calm person. And then she works at Target. She ended up getting a second job. She hates that job. She doesn't like, she hates it. I'm like, you're never going to go anywhere with these kind of jobs, but they'll be your stepping stone. Like you can use it to get to your next level till you find out what it is that you want to do. She started doing hair. She just planned it out two weeks ago. She already got her website. She bought, she spent her money. She's a go-getter, bro. She bought her chair. She bought the light. I helped her with, built up the chair. We set up a little place in the apartment, and now she's got her hair business going. So, like, when I hear you talk about, like, why you should not, like you need to put everything away and just focus on women later. Like, I've met a lot of women, and I'm like, yeah, I probably can. It'd be hard. Like, I got to be at that level, and then I would. But, like, I guess my take on it is, I've always wanted to get to a level unless I feel like I could build with somebody.
Yeah, I understand. You know, Chris, you know, what you just shared with me is what I hear men say all the time, man. Even my barber. It's so funny. He had the same conversation. He said, you know, Wes, you know, I grew up believing that I can build it with my woman. And let me tell you something. He's single right now. He doesn't have a woman at all. And you have to make a choice in life. And let me share it this way. You got to ask yourself, Chris, you got to say, well, what's more important? Me making a ton of money, you know, whatever that is for you, maybe it's $1 million. Are you with your woman? What is more important? Because even if you decide to stay with her, if you choose money.
I wouldn't know. Well, I don't have $1 million. Like, how do I feel like if I get into that lifestyle, I'm going to be like, damn. Like, oh, and which is, I, no, which is what I believe that a lot of people are like, confident.
Yeah, don't cut me off. Let me finish my point here. What I'm saying is you have to make a choice. Every man on the planet that say he want to make $1 million, as soon as he find a woman, then, you know, he starts to justify and say, oh, you know, it's okay. I'm living a good life. And that's okay. If that's the life you want to live, go for it. Because everybody doesn't need $1 million to live the life that they want to live. The issue with most men, they don't know the life that they want to live. They're not clear about it. They're very uncertain. So now they get into this debacle with themselves like, I don't know. Should I do it? Should I just stay with my girl? Can I just do it with my girl? Can I build it with my girl? But then the question is, what are you building? Like if I ask you, because that's what you said, well, I want to build something. But what do you want to build? Tell me, Chris, right now. Go.
You know, I'm looking at her and I'm like following her dreams and I'm like, I believe in them. And
see,
I'm
you
like,
don't.
I want to have her back.
See, I just asked you a question, Chris. I said, what do you want to build?
Right. So that's like one part. The other part of me is like, I want to do that too. Like, I'm like, I really want to pursue my dreams. And I've just been like, kind of helping her out. And I understand she's young, but like, when I look at the future, I feel like
Chris,
a lot of good to happen.
Chris, you don't know what you want, brother. If you just listen, if you will play this back, once we're done with this, you sound like a man that just don't know what you want. You don't know. You keep saying, well, I feel like this, and well, I was having her. You were just unclear. A man that knows exactly what he wants, right, that's his focus. But you are unclear. You don't know, well, do I want to be with this girl? Do I want to help her with her business? Or do I want to just be by myself and just build this? You don't know. So if you don't know, you become an indecisive man where you are right now.
But actually, I kind of do know because I've been doing good.
Well, listen, define doing good.
I can't. I 2 years ago, I had nothing. I
got you. Okay, so you made more progress. That's great. So why don't you just stay exactly where you are and just make the measure of progress that you're making right now then? There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess my small rant was because I feel like there's a lot of people that might be listening that are like going through it too, where they're like, I get you. There's a lot of people that you're like, no, I would tell, like, bro, leave that relationship. It's not working. You're like, it's not good for you. But I guess there's a middle ground where, like, I think that maybe, like there is a, you got to be patient with your with those relationships. And that's kind of what
The only reason you share that is because in a relationship.
I'm in the drive-thru right now.
Yeah, I understand. Like, you're in a relationship right now with a 20-year-old, and you're 40 years old.
Cheeseburger, no onion, above, three fries. Uh-huh.
Give me a burger, too. But, you know, listen, what I'm sharing with you is the only reason why you're justifying the situation, because you're in the situation.
Right.
And you know what happens with, let me tell you what happens with men. And trust me, men are my biggest fans, by the way, in life. Like, when I go out, men, they're like my biggest fans. And let me tell you the issue with men. When men find a woman, and I'm talking about a man that don't have the money that he wants or don't have the life that he wants, right? Because men always say,
I do want that.
Right, exactly. Every man wants this. But when I say,
feel like I'm going towards it.
But listen. But when I tell a man to leave his woman, just leave her, he says, oh, no. No, I can't do that. And I'm like, why? If you're not where you want to be, and if you want to go further, why can't you be a leader of that relationship and let her go? Why can't you do that? You know why they can't do it? They said, no. I want to do it with her. No, you just don't want to do it with her. You like how she makes you feel. That's it.
How about you give it a little bit more patience, though?
Okay, give it patience then. How about this? Let's do this. What is your goal? Is your goal to be make $1 million, become a millionaire?
I feel like in two years, I did good in 2 years. I feel
so
like
how about in 2 years? In 2 years, stay in your relationship, stay with the 20-year-old, and in 2 years we talk again, and let's see exactly where you are. How about that? And if you're not a millionaire, if you're not progressing in the way that you want to progress, then maybe you'll open your eyes and you will listen. Listen, man. Hey,
but
listen.
Wes,
You know, listen, so many men have so many hopes and dreams when it deals with this women thing. Because women, it's just, you know, women are great and they're beautiful. But they're men's downfall. And men would justify why they just, no, but I can do it with her. And that's like the gambler that goes to Vegas and say, no, I know I got $100. I know I can turn into $100. I just know I can do it. And he loses every time. Maybe it's one. But listen, maybe it's one out of a billion that does it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but okay. Man, I get what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is, man, that's probably not going to be your situation.
Man, let me tell you. When I go to Vegas, I see the ugly situation. It looks beautiful having a rich guy and a beautiful girl in that situation. But I know how I see how ugly it could be. And I can't really say nothing because I'm not really in those shoes, but I know people that are. And I look at everybody that's around me and I'm very happy.
Guess what? If you're happy, stay in a relationship. Just stay exactly where you are, make your measurable progress and ride
measurable
it out.
Progress. Yeah. I'm gonna keep listening to you, Wes, and I hope to talk to you. And you know what? It is kind of my fault because I started doing the drinking and slouching again. But I'm going back to where I was, and you, most of it was due to you hearing what you did, and just putting everything to the side. And I just need to do that with the relationship and try that out, and then I'll figure out whether I need to be. I just need to do it on my own because
man,
I've done it before. I've done it before, Wes.
I'll be honest.
I put all the bullshit to the side, but it wasn't long enough.
Let me give you some candid advice before I let you go. You need to figure out who Chris is. You in that relationship
I'm
with
Chris
that 20
Cash.
You in that relationship with that 22-year-old. You don't even know that this is not the relationship you should be. Even you know you're a 40-year-old man.
If you were to, I know.
That's what, school, I get it. I get
rock,
it.
She's not your regular 22-year-old.
I know. Of course not. I know.
I know.
That sounds like a man that's in love. And, you know, look, I love that for you.
I don't think I was going to be in love when I started. I was going to let it go.
I understand. But, man, the best way to learn in life is through experience. And, you know, if it works out, you guys get married, have that, awesome. But you need to figure out what you want. You don't know yet. You need to discover what you want for your life and for your family life or for the you and the girl's life. But you have to be a decisive man because that's what women like, first of all.
They like a man that knows where what he wants and where he is going. Because if your girl is that cute and that beautiful and she's 22 years old, as she get older, she's going to find a man that knows what he wants. And then you're going to find yourself in a very tumultuous situation. Does that make sense to you?
Man, it could.
Because let me tell you something about women.
It could go that way. It could go that
but
way.
You're, let me tell you something about women. This is important, especially beautiful women. Women that are cute and where they want a man, because they love you. Maybe you're not rich, but you're nice to them, you care. There's always another man that's successful, that's decisive, that's confident, and knows exactly what he wants and can provide the lifestyle that your woman wants. So be very careful.
I always have that on my...
So now you see why I tell men, if your goal is to make millions of dollars to become a very financially astute human being, you may say, just let her go. Be friends with her. Be friends. It's fine. You don't need to move in with her. Let her have her place. You have your place while you work on yourself. You just said that you digress back to drinking again. You have so many things that you need to work within yourself, Chris, because it's going to hurt you in the future. 2 years, you're going to be on this live crying to me, talking about, man, this happened with the girl, blah, 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 blah. You can avoid all that bullshit as a 40-year-old man. This woman is 20 years old. She hasn't experienced life yet. She's still...
Right.
Trying to figure things out, and you have not figured it out at all. You're indecisive. Just based off the conversation.
I just want to say one thing, though.
Go ahead.
Wes.
Yeah.
You know, there. You are putting one scenario out. I put one out, but there's a lot of in between, and I'm really trying to like. I get it. You're enormous over here, and then I'm like over here on the ocean. I look around. You know. I've seen a couple things, you know, and I looked at all my family's relationships, grandmas, grandpas, friends. I met over millions of people in my life. I grew up with the richest, the poorest, and I know where I'm at.
Where are you, Chris? Where are you?
Where am I? Yeah. You know, I'm in the middle of like. I would say, like, I would be, like, at a 4 of where I want to be at.
Which is what not... What does that mean?
I could be at a 5 out of 6.
But what does that mean?
I haven't reached...
What does that mean?
I think, like, as far as, like, being where I'm... Like, where I'm at, I have a beautiful apartment. Like people could be like, oh, wow. Like, you have a beautiful girlfriend, a beautiful apartment, a car. And it could be looked at as good. Where am
I? You just said you had a 4 out of 10.
Right, correct.
So I'm asking you, I want you to define that. What does that mean if you had a 4 in life?
Struggling with the bills because I barely got everything. Like last year, we were taking trips and doing all that.
So you're struggling financially right now, correct?
Correct.
You with your woman and both of you are still struggling financially. You're in a nice apartment. You got a BMW, but you're still struggling financially, correct?
Correct. If I was to be working for you, I would probably be like at a 7 or 8, and I'm trying to get to like 5, 6 to like a better place or better
Chris,
job or something where I could be proud of
Chris,
myself. And I know I got the brains for it.
I know, believe you. You do, and guess what, Chris? You don't know what you want. You need to take a moment. You need to take a moment. You need to get a journal, and you need to write down, Chris, what do you want? And you need to spend days on this.
Oh man!
Until you get clarity.
And I listen to good people. Good people, man. The Mindset Mentor. You. I listen to Gary. I'm just starting to listen to Gary. Brackett.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah, listen. You can listen to all these people. You can listen to me. But if you don't take action, Chris, you're gonna be 50 years old talking the same talk that you're talking tonight.
Oh no! Don't say that, Wes, because when I came back, I was started listening to you, and I actually got some stuff. Like people that seen me 2 years ago will be very proud. But
I'm not proud of you. But I want you to make measurable progress. But you can't make progress if you don't know what you want, Chris. Does that make sense? If you don't know what you want, you can't even make progress. You say you have a nice apartment, you got a car, but you're struggling financially. That's a problem. Do you not see that?
Oh, yeah, that is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's a problem. So you're not living the life that you're not living a good life. You're struggling financially. That means if you're struggling financially, she's struggling financially. And one thing about women, they don't want to be with a man that's struggling financially, not for long term.
No, that's not what I want, Wes.
Exactly.
I'm telling you what I want is I want
to. You're in a relationship this in the recipe for failure, because you were the woman that haven't even experienced life yet and you're struggling financially. She loves you, but she will leave you. If not, she would cheat on you 100%. 100%. Because she's beautiful. She's cute. So she's going to get sick and tired of it. Just money would destroy relationship faster than anything. Faster than cheating, by the way.
Columbia? How about a ticket to Columbia? You meet her and then you could analyze
the phone. I don't need to meet her, my guy.
I'm playing with you, ass. I'm about to,
I'm about
to pick up this food. You know, I'm hustling. Right, I'm doing what I can. And
all right, Chris. We'll talk soon, brother. All right. Yeah, I'm going to be very honest and direct. You know, this, Chris. Oh, God. A 40-year-old man dating a 22-year-old. Listen, I can't throw rocks at Chris because I've dated a young girl before, but I knew the young girl that I was dating, I knew that I was never going to marry her. I knew I was never going to make her my girlfriend. I knew that she would never live with me at all. At all. Because the mentality is so different. They're cute. They're fun. That's about it. Okay? But they're not mature. They're not responsive. They don't know how to treat a man properly. They're brand new to the world. He's with a woman that looks up to him, and he's struggling financially at 40. Oh, God. It's a recipe for failure. But you know, one thing about men, oh, God bless their souls. They learn best through experience, and they learn best through a broken heart. Men know I'm talk, and every man on here know I'm right. Every man learns from a broken heart. I've had tons of conversations with men who have failed to man up, to leave their woman. I'm gonna keep my woman, Wes. She been with me from day one. Oh, I can't do that. And every man, every single man that I've ever spoken to that wanted to be successful and make millions of dollars and change the world, that did not get rid of their woman, they're in the same situation, if not worse, today. All of them. Same job, same type of money, same money in the bank account, still trying to make shit happen. And I get it, man. You know, it's tough to have these type of conversations. I'm going to be honest with you. I get it. Oh. You think Chris girl is cheating or might cheat on him? Of course. 100%. 100%. Yes. Now, I'm not saying that she's cheating on him now, but over time, let me tell you, listen, and women, correct me if I'm wrong, and women, you can be brutally honest. If you were a woman in her 20s, okay, 22, 23 years old, you're a 40-year-old man. Now, you could be an attractive 40-year-old man, like Chris is an attractive man, okay? She get with you. She likes you. Women typically like older men. But there's one problem. Everything's great, but you're struggling financially. Now she's used to the struggle because maybe she grew up in the struggle, so it's fine. Until, and if she's cute. And, you know, Chris said that she's a beautiful girl. I'm going to trust him on that. Until she meets a man that's just like him, but has his shit together. I'm telling you. And it's like a man like me. See, a man like me, I'm not saying we're looking for, but our eyes are open for these little young things. But unlike Chris, men like me, we're not going to wife up, but we're not going to put, you know, girlfriend material on a 22-year-old woman. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. Too young, right? But we will have a little fun, okay? Over time, what happened with women that are in their 20s, if they're with a man and they're struggling financially, she can love this man, but she doesn't want to struggle forever. And over time, as she experienced life, she would discover there are other opportunities out there. I'm not saying that she has the intention to cheat, but she might meet another man that like her and say, hey, you okay? I see that you have a flat tire right here. I see that something wrong with your car. Let me take care of that for you. She'll have another man do that for you. Don't worry about it. You all right? You know, let me buy you lunch. What you eating? You eating this bullshit?
Nah, let me go buy you some steaks. Let me just take care of you real quickly here. And this happens over for time, by the way, until Chris's girl starts to imagine what it would be like if I could have that experience that this new guy is giving me all the time. And this guy may be just a friend, somebody at work. It could be random. But women do not listen, man. You better listen to me, okay? Women do not want to struggle financially. They do not. That is one thing you cannot fail. You can cheat. You can do all the other, but you cannot be a man that cannot take care of your finances. That's the fastest way for a woman to sabotage a relationship. She will argue with you. She will create arguments. She will create issues if you have issues financially over time. Okay? She does not want to remain in that situation with you. Does that make sense? And a lot of women cheat, and you don't even know. Okay? Don't think. I mean, I'm telling you, women are, they're sneaky and they're smart. Okay? Okay? First of all, Chris should not be wifing up a 22-year-old, but he's going to learn that as he lives life. Second, shouldn't be with a woman if you're struggling financially. Okay? Because honestly, like his girl, she's easy. I'm going to tell you how easy she is. If I was in his town and I saw his girl and she's really pretty and they're struggling financially, you know what I would do? I'm going to tell you exactly what I would do. If I see anything wrong in her life, I would fix it financially. If it's something wrong, I'm going to fix it. If I see her somewhere, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're cute. Oh, my God. Yeah, how you doing? You know, let me get you this. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, if I get a number, Instagram, I don't know. If I get some type of contact, I will fix it. Whatever wrong in her life, I'll fix it. And as soon as I fix it, and if she allow me to fix it, and she will, because she's tired of struggling. She's coming to me. She's coming to daddy. I'm telling you, you'll never know, Chris. You'll never know. I'll be with your woman. You'll never know. You got to be smart, men. Get the money first. Yeah, and I get it. If she allows you. And listen, I'm not saying that women out here just cheat every woman on the planet. No. Listen, it takes time. Like, Chris can be with this woman 2, 3, and 4 years, but women don't want to struggle for 5 and 6 and 7 years forever. They get sick and tired of it because money, the lack of money, causes issues and debilitations in relationships. I mean, think about a woman that's already stressed out at work. She got to come home and she see a bill that they can't pay. She got credit card debt. She's thinking about this, so she's extremely overwhelmed and extremely stressed out. And Chris is drinking. She don't like that Chris drink, so that's pissing her off. So she's already in a pissed off mood. So now she starts to exacerbate everything that Chris does. Well, why did you do this? Why you don't put your plate in a sink? I'm telling you. Women know that I am absolutely right. What's next here? Question. Money is powerful, so get you some. And it's always the men that try, you know, it's always the men that try to justify their situation. Such as, well, no, I can't leave her. She helped me when I was down. You know, Chris was justifying. He said, well, you know, I'm better. I'm better now than I was 2 years ago. Okay, maybe so, but you're dating a 22-year-old. What are you talking about? Like, how is that better? And he don't even see it. He will continue to justify why that relationship is where you need to be. But he's with a woman that, one, doesn't know what she wants. She's 22. She won't know. And he's 40, and he doesn't know what he wants. Okay, you'll see. Recipe for disaster. You'll see. What's next here, guys? I just had this convo with a guy at work. He talking about love. I told him, you need to focus on money and get your shit in order. You're 28. You're still living with your mom and dad. First of all, Jay Stacks, you don't need to give advice to anybody. You need to get your shit together. That's another thing, man. Stop giving other men advice when you're in a... Stop trying to give men advice when you yourself is not in a situation where you need to be. Okay? Stop that shit. Stop giving other men advice when you're just like the other man that you're giving advice to. How are you going to be at the same job as a coworker trying to give advice to the other coworker about success, about money? You make the same amount of money that he makes. He's not going to listen to you. Stop giving advice. A lot of you men that are average, that talk to average men, you need to shut your mouth. You need to go take action. Stop giving advice to men, to other men, unless you're the type of man that can give advice. Why? Because you're financially wealthy or you're financially stable, period. If you're not, shut your mouth, okay? I'm going to bed. Go to bed then, the queen. Go to bed. All right, Jay Stacks, if your shit is in order, let me ask you a question. You have a job? My question is, do you want to have a job? You want to have a job or a business? Second question, you got $100,000 in your bank account? $100,000. So how's your shit together? What are you talking about? See, a lot of you men, it's so amazing. Men's standards are so low. Like, men have low standards. They be like, oh, I got my shit together. Because I make $20 an hour. My shit together. What? You're working for another man. How's your shit together and you're working for a man or a woman? Somebody signing your pay. What are you talking about? There's levels,